At the top of the news this Sunday evening, nearly 500 Spanish Catholics who received martyrdom during the religious persecution in their country in the 1930s were beatified today in St. Peter's Square.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, questa mattina...
In remarks before the traditional Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict recalled the 498 martyrs beatified during Mass in St. Peter's Square shortly before the Holy Father appeared to greet the gathered faithful from his window in the Apostolic Palace on the final Sunday in October.
La contemporanea iscrizione nell'albo dei beati di un così gran numero di martiri.
Praising the generous sacrifice of the Spanish blessed, Pope Benedict said martyrdom is not an exception reserved only to a few individuals, but a realistic eventuality for the whole Christian people. Those who have given the supreme witness of their blood, said Pope Benedict, have been men and women, young and old, from all walks of life and every position of social standing. They have paid with their lives for their faithfulness to Christ and His Church. To them, said the Holy Father, the words of St. Paul the Apostle in his second letter to Timothy are indeed well and truly applied. For I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept faith.
Ho combattuto la buona battaglia, ho terminato la corsa, ho conservato la fede.
Pope Benedict continued to say the month of October, which is particularly dedicated to missionary commitment, thus closes with the luminous witness of the Spanish martyrs. Their example shows us that baptism commits Christians to participate in the growth of God's kingdom, working to build it up even by giving their own lives if need be.
Impegna i cristiani a partecipare con coraggio.
Certainly, said Pope Benedict, not everyone is called to face a cruel martyrdom. Recalling Blessed Celina Kludzinska-Borszewska, the Polish foundress of the Sisters of the Resurrection of Our Lord Jesus, who was yesterday beatified in Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran, the Holy Father said Blessed Celina's life as a wife, mother, widow, and religious foundress is an example of another kind of martyrdom, perhaps not cruel, though no less important. The Pope said this other kind of martyrdom is the silent witness of so many Christians who live the gospel without compromise.
È la testimonianza silenziosa ed eroica di tanti cristiani che vivono il Vangelo senza compromessi.
This martyrdom in ordinary life, said Pope Benedict, constitutes a testimony more important now than ever in the secularized societies of our time.
È una testimonianza quanto mai importante nelle società secolarizzate del nostro tempo.
Pope Benedict said it is the peaceful battle of love that every Christian, like St. Paul, must wage tirelessly. It is the race to spread the gospel to which we are committed even unto death.
Che ci impegna sino alla morte.
May the Virgin Mary, Queen of Martyrs and Star of Evangelization, assist us in our daily witness.
La Vergine Maria, Regina dei Martiri e Stella dell'Evangelizzazione. Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
After the Angelus, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I am happy to greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present for this Angelus, including the group from the Oratory Prep School in Oxfordshire, England. The Gospel invites us to leave aside all arrogance and pride and to walk in humility before God and with our neighbor. The beatifications today remind us of the importance of humbly following our Lord, even to the point of offering our lives for the faith. May you stay in Rome, renew your love of Christ, and may God bless you all.